This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV. Five topics in about 10 minutes for Friday, January 12th, 2024. I'm Derek Gilbert. It's our Friday 5, the five big stories of the week as we head into the weekend. Topic number five this week is war. Things have escalated in the Middle East. We told you about Iran seizing an oil tanker on Thursday. This was a tanker filled with Iraqi crude called the St. Nicholas. It was bound for Turkey, the same ship seized by the United States a year ago when it was sailing under the name the Suez Rajan. Iran promised retaliation, and this is it, that ship directed back to an Iranian port. Meanwhile, the U.S. Navy shot down nearly two dozen missiles and drones in an incident in the Red Sea. That was confirmed by CENTCOM, that also on Thursday. This was 21 Houthi missiles and drones launched from Yemen, the largest attack on commercial shipping in the Red Sea, or targeting shipping of any kind in the Red Sea. And that led to Thursday night's airstrikes by the U.S. and the U.K. against targets inside Yemen, including the capital city of Sana'a, where that picture on the screen was taken. A reporter for Voice of America posted at about 6 p.m. Central Time here in the U.S. on X, formerly Twitter, that two U.S. officials had confirmed to her that U.S. and U.K. aircraft hit targets inside Yemen in response to their attacks in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden. More than a dozen targets hit by the U.S. and U.K. airstrikes, ranging from training facilities to drone storage facilities to manufacturing centers. Associated Press also confirming the story, citing several U.S. officials. We will see now where this goes. Remember, again, the government of Yemen, backed by Iran, and apparently Saudi Arabia, an enemy of Yemen, and Qatar, supporting the United States in this attack on Yemen. So this could turn into a wider regional war and something we'll be watching through the weekend. Topic number four, tearing the country apart. Meanwhile, the U.S. is, divided, and the deep state appears to be so desperate to keep Donald Trump away from the White House that it is tearing up the Constitution to try and do so. For example, federal charges filed in New York by a district attorney, a local attorney filing federal charges. That's not supposed to happen. The case in D.C. accusing President Trump of doing exactly what Democrats did after 2016, questioning the result of the vote. Well, in Fulton County, Georgia, this week, we learned that District Attorney Fannie Willis improperly hired an alleged romantic partner, a married lover, to prosecute Donald Trump, and she financially benefited from their relationship. This is according to a court motion filed on behalf of one of Donald Trump's co-defendants Monday. This court motion argues that the criminal charges are unconstitutional, and furthermore, that Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade, a private attorney, paid for fancy vacations that he took while married with the district attorney who hired him, Fannie Willis. Apparently, Wade has been paid about $654,000 in legal fees since January of 2022, compensation authorized by the DA. Now, it should be noted that Wade is reportedly being paid well above the market rate for special prosecutors, especially considering that Wade reportedly has very little experience trying felony cases. And that's what DA Willis is trying to pin on Trump and his co-defendants. So, we'll see. The irony there, of course, is that Willis, through her romantic tryst and her desire to give her lover a job, may wind up blowing up the case that she's brought against Trump and all of his co-defendants. Meanwhile, dozens of Democratic members of Congress are trying to disqualify up to 126 Republican colleagues. 126 members of the 435-member House of Representatives, under the theory that the 14th Amendment to the Constitution gives them the power to bar anyone from holding public office connected to insurrection. This all goes back to January 6th of 2021. Of course, they're stretching the definition to mean anybody who dares question the result of the 2020 presidential election. Challenges are being brought to bar Trump from the primary ballots in some 30 states. The Supreme Court will probably have to weigh in on this because this is a really slippery slope. We're now also hearing calls from Republicans here in our home state of Missouri to bar President Biden from the Democratic primary ballot. Once, if this is allowed to go through, it will never end. Anyway, all of this is happening while Biden's Attorney General Merrick Garland reiterated this week that the Department of Justice under President Biden has no intention of allowing anyone connected to the January 6th protest at the Capitol to skate or to let any of them off easy, according to Garland, including those who weren't even at the Capitol that day. This appears to be the Democratic strategy, or perhaps the deep state strategy in 2024, destroy democracy to save democracy. Topic number three, killing the future. We learned this week that for the fifth consecutive year, the number one cause of death worldwide is abortion, killing children in the womb. This is according to Worldometer, which is an online database that tracks quantitative data on health, the global population, and other metrics in real time, reported more than 44.6 million abortions worldwide in 2023. That is more than the combined number of deaths caused by other leading causes of death combined. You know, and some good news, though. On Friday, the Supreme Court allowed the Supreme Court allowed Idaho's law banning abortions except to save the life of a mother to go into effect. This in the face of a challenge from a pro-abortion Biden administration. The Biden administration trying to use a novel interpretation of a law to force doctors in the emergency room to perform abortions whether they want to or not. Health and Human Services had issued guidance claiming that this law, called EMTALA, requires doctors to perform abortions on patients in emergency rooms when it is the stabilizing treatment necessary to help in a medical emergency. And of course, under the Biden administration's definition, the stabilizing treatment necessary would often result in the death of an unborn child. This is the Biden administration's efforts to try to push a law without passing a law, using regulations from the executive branch of government rather than pushing a law through the legislative branch that they know would never get passed. We hope that when the Supreme Court hears this case in full in April, that it rules and reinforces its ruling last Friday. We are entering a period of history where doctors and nurses may be forced to choose between their conscience and their career. Topic number two, gobsmackingly bananas. My favorite term this week. It applies to the polar vortex and this mass of cold air that is pushing south from the Arctic. It is going to arrive over the weekend. It is going to drop temperatures across the lower 48 into temperatures not usually seen, even in the month of January. You might remember 3 years ago when the polar vortex really smacked Texas upside the head and caused massive blackouts. This is the question. The Electric Reliability Council of Texas, or ERCOT, the power grid operator, is projecting a record drain on power supplies on Monday. They're expecting about 80 gigawatts of demand, which would exceed the previous record for January of less than 66 gigawatts. So the question, of course, is will there be enough surplus generation capacity to handle the demand? ERCOT says yes, but be prepared and please check on those who might be at risk over the next few days, not just in Texas, but across all of the United States. It's going to be very, very cold. Coming up, my kind of town, Frank Sinatra once sang, but he didn't attend the Chicago public school system. That's next on 5 and 10.
Jonathan Cahn is back with his most explosive book ever, The Josiah Manifesto. This stunning book exposes whether or not a 3,000-year-old calendar of appointed days provides the secret to the most dynamic year of our lives. Even ordaining a plague, a national lockdown, days of fire, and the changing of the Supreme Court. Secret information regarding an anonymous prayer and a mysterious template that may lie behind the event that overtook Capitol Hill and shook the nation. And the mysterious ancient king that may have revealed the secret behind a modern American president, and so much more. Also included in this must-have collection, The Gods of the Bible Unveiled on DVD, where Derek Gilbert systematically breaks down how to understand what the gods in the Bible are and what their place in Christianity actually is. In this instructional guide, you'll be taken step by step through why God calls his sons gods in the Psalms, how the fall in Genesis was only one of three divine rebellions, and how the Greek gods and titans found their origin in our Bibles. But that's not all. In this amazing offer, you'll also receive the Jonathan Cahn Collection, featuring 3 uncut, extended, and too hot for TV episodes on the return of the gods that will leave you speechless. This DVD also includes 3 additional episodes of Jonathan's best interviews with the Skywatch TV investigative team. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $75. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. But right now, you can upgrade your master collection to include the absolutely astonishing Josiah Manifesto Uncensored 8-DVD album featuring hours of additional totally uncensored raw materials and mysteries that are not included in the book or anywhere else but right here, including the Island of Mystery, the Winds of Hinnom, Jehu and the Temple of Baal, the Jubilean Redemption and the Child of the Nile, and the Manifesto Part 1 and 2 and the very last mystery. This special upgrade includes all of the items from the Josiah Manifesto Master Collection and the exclusive uncensored 8-DVD album, which altogether holds a retail value of $200. Yours now for your donation of only $74.99 plus shipping and handling. So be prepared to understand the end times like never before as you dive into the Josiah Manifesto Master Collection or the Master Collection with upgrade. Uncensored 8-DVD album. So order now at SkywatchTVStore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Josiah Manifesto Master Collection.
Item number 1 today, Chicago is my kind of town. If you're a student who wants a free iPad, in Chicago, millions of dollars worth of tech devices have gone missing, lost, or stolen. And according to a new report, quote, without appropriate search and recovery efforts, end quote. The fiscal year 2023 annual report for Chicago Public Schools, released Tuesday of this week, states that CPS schools reported 77,500 tech devices as lost or stolen during the 2021-22 school year. That's a value of more than $23 million in the original purchase price. This discovery was the result of the district's first post-COVID inventory calls the numbers unacceptably high. you think? The missing items include laptops, iPads, Wi-Fi hotspots, printers, document cameras, and interactive whiteboards. According to the report, at 36 schools, 100% of the devices assigned specifically to students were marked lost or stolen, end quote. According to one report, a brother and sister at one school, between the two of them, lost 10 devices. Lost. I graduated from elementary school in Chicago back in 1976. I didn't even have the opportunity to steal an Atari. $23 million in lost tech in 1 year. Well, this week on Skywatch TV, we begin the first of a series of programs with Jonathan Cahn, his new book, The Josiah Manifesto. Josiah, remembered as the last good king of Judah, killed in battle against Egypt's pharaoh, Necho. Josiah's life and legacy may be a prophetic blueprint for how to survive the turbulent times we find ourselves in today. Jonathan Cahn explains. Don't miss these programs. I was honored to sit in as the guest host for Joe Horn during these sessions, sitting alongside my best friend, my wife, Sharon K. Gilbert. Brittany Jackson joining us on the panel as well, and our program is available right now at skywatchtv.com. All of our video content is always there. If you ever have trouble finding us online, go to skywatchtv.com. You'll find it there. You'll also find it in our broadcast program, the broadcast schedule for the over-the-air programs, skywatchtv.com/channels. If you've got Roku or Apple TV, check the Skywatch TV channel there. Add that app to your set-top box. Our programs are always there. You can also get it at the new YouTube channel for the main program at Skywatch TV Now, rumble.com/SkywatchTV, or better yet, get our free mobile app that guarantees you bypass the gatekeepers of big tech. All of our video content right in the palm of your hand, whether it's iOS, Android, Amazon, Kindle, Fire, phone, or tablet. And we've got links to their app stores at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. Have a blessed weekend and stay warm. This is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.